Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell, here with you for the next 3 hours to talk about the first place Houston Astros. The first place, we all knew it. We all said they're going to be away. We didn't know. Wait a minute. Well, they were a full game in first place until yesterday. Now they're percentage points in first place. And some people believed and some people didn't.
Well, it's not over yet.
No, yes, it is over.
No, it's not.
Because we told you
by the end of July.
No. That they would be in first place before the end of July. That's what we said.
And let's see if...
And they already were.
If the end of July, if they're not in first place, then what happens?
They would be in first place before the end of July, which they are.
What happens at the end of July if they're in second place?
Before the end of July. And that's exactly what happened. And you two look really terrible to people. Somebody called you a hater on Twitter, and I had to defend you that you don't hate the Astros. You're not a hater. You're just scared. You just want to trade everybody away when times are tough. You just run.
People who say haters are typically people who have pom poms stuck up their asses.
Wow.
They're just like,
wow.
Like, yeah. Look at me. I'm the super fan. Hater. Go back to your meaningless life and suck an ass.
Whoa.
Okay? That's what you can do at 7:01
on a
Monday. Wow. I don't even know who called me a hater. I don't even know who said it, but that's how I feel about that.
Well, he did, and I defended you. Okay? What? Hater. Mm-hmm. Why did you say that already?
Because I'm like dealing with a fence being down in my yard.
What happened?
You answered a phone call that you didn't need to answer.
I did answer. I saw Nicole was ringing, and I go, yeah. And she goes, why is the fence down in the backyard? And in our backyard when it should be on the corner? I said, I don't know, and I don't care. And she was like, where's Lance?
I don't know, and I don't care.
And she said, where's Lance? Oh,
you didn't need to answer
fun.
That call. Don't answer my call.
That's fun. I wish you'd
right
said,
before the show.
Tell how great would it be if she said, hey, boy, you were something this morning. What if she had said that? I would have been like, what?
Now we're living in a fantasy world.
Yeah. Well, you don't know.
Yeah.
This morning?
Yeah, this morning. Yeah.
Nothing like that going on in the morning. She told me that years ago.
No, what?
Now, this is never going to happen in the morning before.
Wow. That's the worst. Man, we gotta set new rules. Instead of talking about fences, let's talk about something better. Okay, not the first place Astros.
First place Astros are better.
So
percentage points.
So how about those catches? How about what? Well, I thought Loperfitos was better than Cabbages.
Yeah, and Dubon had a great one.
Yeah,
I mean it was running in. You know, it looked textbook. It's kind of standard operating procedure now for these young outfield, for the speedy outfield that we have.
Well, that's why. And somebody tweeted out, that's why Loperfitto is not at first, and that's why he's in the outfield. And rightfully so. And listen, Jonathan Singleton has played a really, really good first base.
He's a plus. By the way, he's a plus. Like, Loperfitto is a plus defensively.
Yes.
I don't know about his arm, but he hasn't had a whole lot of throws to make. But
You know, the whole thing, Jordan feels more comfortable if he's hitting, if he also plays the field. We need to play, if Jordan wants to play in a field, we need to let him play in a field because he feels more comfortable and he's going to be a better player
if
he feels
happy. Like this?
What? Because that's dumb. No, he doesn't get to play in a field.
What do you
mean? Next question.
Are those, is that voice you're doing, does that represent the same people who need to, what did you say, suck ass? What did you say?
Yeah.
Are those the same people?
Those,
the fan
suck the hole? Suck the hole?
It kind of seems like it.
I don't know which one you said. I was in the middle of adjusting cameras, but you mentioned sucking something.
Right.
So does that voice?
No, this is a different one.
Okay.
This is like, so your dog needs to be happy, and he's happiest when he's playing in the field. It, so he's probably going to hit better if he's mentally happy. No. Hit for cycle is the DH. No. He's not an outfielder. He guy bungles and falls down and hurts his knees.
No, that's not true. Remember, First of all, he's got the best arm of any of the outfielders.
He's got a good arm. He just can't run and he can't stand up.
Well, he can run. Remember he's actually pretty fast.
ACL
going fast.
I'm talking about his range is not as good as the other guys. And the other thing, remember that time that he ran and almost tore his ACL?
He was going up against the wall and both knees kind of
buckled. And I'm like, never can he ever play outfield again.
Well, don't be like that.
No, he's a hitter. He's known for, he gets paid for his hitting.
Yeah, well, he hit for the cycle yesterday. How about the lady that got the ball, the home run ball, gave it to him?
She was
like, hey, Astros, she put it on Twitter. Here's my name. I got your baseball. Let's give it to Jordan. Wow. It means
people
more to
Seattle
him.
Seattle are nice.
Yeah. Well.
Most people in Seattle are pretty nice. It's been known. You know, there's some reputation. Some of it's overblown, but I know you've been to that little fish market that they have where they throw the fish at each other.
Yeah. No, that's, you can have Seattle. Keep it.
They're nicer people.
Is there any
city that you enjoy that isn't Houston?
When's the last
time?
Is there any city that you enjoy? Because there's a long streak of any time a city's mentioned, John's like, whatever.
No.
Is there one that you like?
Los Angeles. Burbank. That's the home of pooing in the streets, I thought.
He doesn't like that place either.
San Francisco's the home of pooing in the streets.
Seattle, no one likes that stupid Chaz, Chop, all that dumb stuff that happened during 2020. Downtown is not... is not great. And Portland is, Portland's become a disaster.
How about
Portland's a disaster.
But Seattle has some nice people. They gave back Jordan's baseball.
Well, according to John,
yes, they did.
Seattle sucks. How about any cities on the West Coast? Do you like any cities on the West Coast?
I like Vegas.
That's not really a West Coast city.
Close.
What coast is that?
That's a desert. That's not a West Coast
city. That's a desert.
I enjoyed Sacramento. Sacramento was decent. Yeah.
Well, you and no
I really like Pebble. I really like,
So you're, when your interests are aligned,
to live.
Right.
Where people are. We're regular people
don't live in,
We're people who don't pay for green
fees. What's the little town there that Sonny Bono was the mayor of?
I don't know.
And,
What is that?
What's that little town?
You don't even remember the name of it.
Carmel. It's Carmel. Yeah. That's that.
Well, you like San Francisco a lot. You are not a West Coast
San Diego's guy. Nice. San Diego's nice. San Diego's really
cool. Well, La Jolla's the best.
Yeah.
San Diego's fine. La Jolla's nice.
Yeah.
That's where Eric Layton lives now.
Yeah, he
does. He's going to join the show.
He's going to join the show because he murdered he played taps. And Dell was okay with it, actually.
Well, he requested it, so I played it.
No.
I don't care. Look, you can take your victory lap.
You agreed with him.
I'm fine. I still agree with him. I don't think this team's good enough to win a World Series.
Oh, well, that's stupid.
I said it.
Yeah, okay.
I said it.
All right.
You saw their issues.
I don't think they're good enough
You're two great catches away from Ryan Pressly blowing that game.
Well, did he blow the game?
I said two great catches. So do you trust Ryan Pressly? I don't.
No, I don't trust Ryan. In the first two games of this series, 7, 8, and 9 did what they were supposed to do.
The outfield did what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
The outfield did what they're supposed to do.
They did make some plays. Yes, they did.
There were some plays.
There's no
made.
Question. But that team is in first place, and that's what we love about them. Because they're our Astros. Because they're great. Because they're too talented to be a crappy team.
They're not as talented as you think, considering how hurt they are.
And they don't even have Verlander. They don't even have Tucker. They don't even have Garcia.
This is my point. Are we trusting when those two are going to come back?
Yeah.
So you start looking at the lineup, and I would like to see those guys healthy, and then I would feel a lot better.
I'm not feeling as good about Renell Blanco over the last couple
outings. Yeah, he hasn't been great.
He hasn't been great. The ball was up so much yesterday. I don't know what he's getting everything is a letter high. Man, get the ball down, dude. That was just.
This is the point. We're coming up on trade deadline.
Well, dude had just had 5 days off, so he should have been okay.
Well, yeah, but he's had a whole season, too, though.
Yeah, right? I know, but he had 5 days off. I mean.
Well, that's not enough to repair a whole season. I mean, he hasn't had a whole season yet, but from an innings pitch standpoint, for his career, he's had 173. This year, he's had 114 and two-thirds. And actually, I don't know if they're counting yesterday. So, yeah, they are counting yesterday.
Yeah,
so.
But what are his minor league numbers? How much did he pitch in the minors, too? I mean, not just because.
I don't know, but their minor. What happened 3 years ago has nothing to do with what's going on right now. His consecutive pitching over a certain amount of time. This is, you know, it's his career high for innings. And as it goes up, I mean, this is a concern. Is he going to hit a wall? And I think the Astros know historically pitchers do hit walls when they go well above the most. Yeah, I see what you're saying about minor leagues. Like, what's the most? But I guarantee his minor league stats, they don't have as long a season. So you just have to be prepared with Arrigetti, Blanco, and Hunter Brown that one, two, or even three of those guys, arms could get tired. The velocity could come down a little bit. That's, you have to factor that in. That's why I still think the Astros will add an arm before trade deadline. It's not going to be, once again, I'll say it again, this is not going to be something that's going to make anyone get all excited. I just think they'll add somebody that can eat up some innings and, you know, preferably it'd be somebody who can give you spot starts. If not, you're going to keep rolling with these guys. And if their arms get tired, you need somebody who can come in a fourth inning or fifth inning. Then, because you can't just have Dubin doing it or, you know, Taylor King, the combination. You still need another arm as long as Renell Blanco is. I mean, as long as what's his name? Your guy Montero is not going to pitch at the level he did in 22, which I don't think he'll ever do that.
Well, unfortunately, Dell cannot play the audio because maybe I can get it. Why? I can get it on my phone. We have an issue with the playback.
Well, are we going to get it at some point during the show?
Not likely. Hardwired internet is not working, but obviously Wi-Fi because we can stream. People can hear us on see us on YouTube, but the hardwired stuff isn't working right now.
Okay.
So I can't play stuff.
We don't have to play things off our phone.
Well, we can.
I know we can.
Because Dana Brown will answer that exact question if that's what you're looking for. Dana Brown was on Sirius. He was on the MLB Network and had this to say.
We'll go down to the mid-level, and hopefully we can land something there.
Hold on. Let's start it over here.
Try to go big and see if there's a deal that makes sense for the organization. And if that don't work, we'll go down to the mid-level. And hopefully we can land something there. But, you know, you couldn't hurt to ask. You know, when you go through this, you gotta, you know, ask and thou shall receive sometimes. So, we're gonna try to go big. If we can't get the big thing done, we'll try to go mid-level, so we can get through this. But if we can get a mid-level guy and we get Garcia and Verlander back, that would be massive to this club. This club's already playing very well. If we add those two to three names, you know, that could be really massive to a team like this. Then we'll be able to go to six-man rotation at times, give those guys somewhat of a rest. You know, we have guys like Blanco, who's in uncharted territory in terms of major league innings. And so it would be nice to get a threesome at some point. But at least if we can get two guys, you know, whether that's JV in a trade or Garcia, JV in a trade, that would be massive to this organization.
Well, that's exactly what I was talking about Friday. Just getting a mid-level guy. So that's what you guys are at me. You and Dell were yelling at me at a golf course.
Well, because you
but that's exactly. But he just said
you made
exactly,
no sense at all.
Except he said exactly what I said.
Yeah.
You got to get that to get through this six-man rotation. He talked about Garcia. Didn't mention McCullers' name, you'll notice. This McCullers may never pitch again, but he's saying exactly what I was saying. You got to get the big name guy, but if not, and then he went back to mid level, that'd be massive. That's what I expect them to do. I had never even heard them say that, but that makes the most sense because Renell Blanco is getting into uncharted territory. And by the way, so is Spencer Arrigetti's going to get there. So is Hunter Brown eventually. So, I just think it's going to happen. I think they've got it, but I don't think it's going to be a big name. I think it is going to be a mid-level name. But mid-level is going to be somebody who can give you starting reps.
Okay, so Espada yesterday had this, or the day before had this to say. Tucker did intense defensive drills. They did show video of Tucker out there actually working during the broadcast.
Did he have a boot on or anything like that?
Nope. Verlander threw 40 pitches in bullpen, and Garcia threw 15 pitches in bullpen.
50 or 15?
Yes. 15 pitches. Mm. 15 pitches.
Okay.
And Caratini was started for Corpus Christi.
Okay.
Well, he's going to join the Astros in Oakland.
That's fine.
Yeah,
he's Caratini. He's last on that list of guys I want back, but that's fine.
Yeah.
Kyle Tucker has not played since, once again,
June 3rd.
June 3rd.
Yeah.
We're going to get to 2 months out, August 3rd, before
No, he'll be back before then. Hey,
make a prediction.
Listen, where he's going to play the way Trey Cabbage and Joey Lopez-Fried are going.
Make one of your predictions.
I don't know where he's going to play.
Will he play?
I don't know how you work him back in.
Will he play before the end of the month?
That white boy outfield has been playing pretty good.
Yeah, we've got an unusually white Astros outfield.
It's just extremely white. Okay.
Before, I mean, it does Springer,
Chaz and Jake doesn't get any whiter.
I like Kyle Tucker's going to change that.
Lopez-Fried is Italian, so that's different.
No, it's okay. Not actually.
But Trey Cabbage, I mean, whiter than white.
Cabbage, Lopez-Fried, Tucker, Chaz, Jake.
Yeah. I mean,
listen to
white.
The names. Jake Myers.
And Kyle's joining the group.
Kyle, Jake, and Chaz. How does that sound? And Joey.
And Joey.
Drayton would love it.
Austin, oh, this is a dream.
Do we
for
have
Drayton.
An Austin? Do we have a Quinn? Do we have an Aiden? Actually, I know several Asian Aidens and Austins. That's become a big hot name.
Oh, it is? Oh, speaking of which.
It's not just a white boy name.
Speaking of which. One of the stories, I was looking through News of the Weird. Guess what name is almost extinct right now that was a hugely popular name 60 years ago?
Martha.
Well, Adolf.
Martha.
Nope.
Is it a woman's name or a man's name?
It's a woman's name.
Linda.
Nope.
Barbara.
Karen.
Well, no one's naming their kids Karen.
Really?
No one's naming their kids Karen
not
now.
Not anymore.
Not if you're going to be a Karen.
Who wants that name?
But still, have you seen the video of the Karen? There's a Karen restaurant. I think it's in England, by the way, where people yell at you and they cuss at you. It's all Karens. Like, they're waitresses.
Who wants to go there?
You it's yell hilarious. This old woman, takes her mom in there. Goes in there. And immediately, the host is like, look at the way you're effing dressed or something. Like, it's really just yelling at people, making fun of. It's not really, I didn't really feel like
it's complaining. It's not right because Karen's about complaining.
It's like that place in Chicago where you go get hot dogs and you better not screw up or they yell at you.
Oh, no, a porta call in New Orleans. If you order I ordered fries there once. They're like, you don't know what the F you want. And they threw the menu at me because they don't have fries. They got baked potatoes. Okay. So you don't know what you want. When you know what you want, I'll be back.
Oh, my God.
Portacall. And the burgers are the best.
Oh, Portacall's known
Portacall's
for, yeah.
Awesome.
I was drunk and had Portacall. It's in the quarter.
No. It's not? It's actually
is it on the
south,
outside of the quarter? It's not
there,
in the quarter at all?
It's south of the quarter.
I thought we had.
You got to drive a little bit to get there.
All right, we got to break
it. Yep. All right, we got to break it. 713-780-3776. What do you guys want to talk about? You're more than welcome. How about them first place Astros? Let's go. Get in here. 713-780-3776. Listen, you need backup, and you can't afford a generator. Or you can't have a generator. There's a lot of HOAs or strip malls or in office buildings. You can't have a generator. You don't have a generator. But you can't, even if you're an office building, as long as they can get to your breaker, they can set up the Bronco Power Boost. The Bronco Power Boost will keep your Wi-Fi on. It'll keep your computers going. It'll keep your lights on. It'll keep your TVs on. It'll keep you working when everybody else isn't. So as long as, and every floor has a breaker, so you can keep all of your stuff on in your office or at your business, point of sale, your cash registers, your security systems, your security cameras, all of it you can keep on, and you don't need a generator. Look, if you're looking for the best way to back up, because guess what's going to happen again here? We're going to have a problem. No maintenance. It's a lot cheaper. 30% rebate from the government. No noise. It's the perfect solution. All you need to do is go to BroncoPowerBoost.com, BroncoPowerBoost.com. All right, welcome back. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Texans out at practice again. Tomorrow is the first open practice with fans out there. So that will be fun. Did we learn? Okay, Cam Akers is a Texan. So that's interesting.
That's really good.
Yeah.
I mean, that's... Look, Cam Akers has talent. He has three-down talent. To me, Cam Akers never really got it going with the Rams. But he's got the kind of juice. I had a good grade on him coming out. I think he's got the kind of juice and the kind of versatility that could be a true number two behind Milton and really, not Milton, but Mixon, and really be a guy who, you know, could if Mixon's down, could take step into that spot and do a good job. I know you're not going to love what you see with the Rams, but I think he had injuries, a lot of injury issues over there, but I think this is a really good situation for him and for the Texans. Very, very happy about this.
Yeah, that's...
I just don't think Pierce is ever going
to
be...
Is that like, the end? It's unfortunate, but maybe Dameon Pierce needs to go to a place where he will be effective. And apparently this outside zone system is
not good. Well, he can still be here as a third back. He's under contract at a very reasonable rate. And if he can play special teams and he's your third running back...
He does, and he can return kicks.
Return kicks. Might be able to cover him.
Yeah.
Might be able to cover him. You'd like to see him on cover teams potentially as well. So I don't think it's in for Dameon Pierce. Dameon Pierce could still be on the team as a third running back who plays special teams and can get short yardage. Listen, if you need for him to stick his nose in there and get tough yards, he can do that.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, that's a short yardage. I would have liked to have seen him used a little more around the goal line other than when Tank, you know, Dell is trying to scoop out safeties at the 1 yard into the end zone and gets run over. That happens.
Yeah. I wish that, yeah. Yeah. Maybe he can run over tackles and guards and
but
stuff.
But Dameon was so fun to watch his rookie year. I'd love to see him get some of that back.
Yeah, but maybe he needs to be in a different place to get that
back. It may need a different run scheme, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I don't know. I thought he was going to be huge this past year, and he just got lost in it because of this new offense. If he goes somewhere else, maybe he can have himself a really, really nice career. Not that I'm not related to him. I don't have any, you know, stake in Dameon Pierce. You like to see guys being able to succeed, and apparently he's not right. He's just not right for the scheme. So we'll see what they do with him. Maybe they'll do what's best for the player, although teams should do what's best for themselves, right? And maybe having him as the third back and playing on special teams is what's best for the Houston Texans. We'll see. Any other? I mean, I guess CJ and Stephon Diggs are building up a relationship. We're seeing a lot of passes to them. Any other news out of there this weekend? There's really not much.
For Texans?
Yeah,
not too much. They said, you know, yeah. People saw that Kamari Lassiter, that Jalen Petrie's playing nickel, Kamari's outside. So as we talked about the other day, that's something people were able to see for themselves. So that's a little bit of a surprise because I thought Lassiter was going to be a nickel corner. I think he can still play that, but they're going to give him a shot outside, and Petrie is going to play there in the slot, which is kind of a big slot look, which is what a lot of NFL teams are doing. It gives more force against the run. You have a tougher, bigger, stronger player, but matchups can be a little trickier man-to-man. So, you know, you could see them play some zone underneath and some man outside. I don't know. We'll see how they handle that. But with the Texans, that's about it right now. That's about it right now. As we keep going, we'll get into more. I think the big news of the weekend is that there's now a legitimate question. Who's better, the men's national team in soccer or the men's Olympic team in basketball? Who is better? I don't know. I mean, South Sudan came within a foul, a potential foul, a little bunny, a potential catch and dunk of upsetting Team USA. They were 42-point dogs and beating Team USA by 13 at half and had a lead before LeBron James made a basket and with 8.5 seconds to go, somewhere in that neighborhood. Team USA basketball, and I noticed on Twitter, it's not the Olympics, so a lot of U.S. fans are cheering for South Sudan.
Yeah.
A lot. And I mean, and if you want to make it racial or whatever, you can't, because it was literally everybody. Because it was kind of one of those, it was kind of one of those feel-good stories.
Wait a minute. Where would the racial component come in?
Where if you just think it's, because there's, because what we've seen is an element of, here's what I mean. A lot of people tend to cheer against the men's basketball team. Have you noticed
that? The U.S. men's basketball team.
They don't like them. I stopped watching pro basketball years ago. And so they're not the Patriots that they say they are. They're actually against their own basketball team.
Right. But if you were rooting for the Sudan, I don't think you were being racist, because I think a lot of their players were black.
No. Yes. Yeah. But it is it's a more complicated comment I made, probably, I guess. But yes, you had people who were just Americans in general.
Yeah.
Kind of wanted to see the underdog. Well, sometimes you just want to see the underdog win. There was a lot of people that were kind of secretly and outright cheering for South Sudan. It might have been different with the, I think it might have been different with, with if it were the Olympics.
I think it's going to be very hard unless you decide you want to root for Serbia. Because you can't even, if racism is your thing, you can't root for France.
No.
There are a number of black players on that team.
You're just rooting against the U.S.
I think the thing was the entitled rich millionaires who don't care enough about the sport they play.
They're
selfish, I'm going to root for them to lose. I think that might have been the case. Well, that was a thing maybe a decade ago. I'm not sure how many people still feel that way. But, you know, at some point, hey, you guys, yeah, the game you play sucks and you don't care about this and you're too political, then we're going to root against you.
Yes, there's plenty of that.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, I root against actors, root against...
Rooting for them to do poorly in a movie?
Right, I go into movies and I hiss.
They can't hear you. It's not a play.
So?
You go to a play and do that. That works.
You go in and root against actors?
Right, I root against actors. Headed into political takes. Right. De Niro?
Wait.
My first movie in a theater in a long time.
What'd you see?
Long Legs.
Oh, how was it?
It's pretty good. Like, it's not...
Yeah. I saw Day One.
The bad guy is scary.
Oh, yeah.
The bad guy in Long Legs is super creepy.
I saw Day One. It was okay. It was a quiet place day one. Yeah.
It got really good reviews.
It was okay.
I still got to go back to you going to movie theaters and hissing. Didn't the actor already win because you paid your ticket?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he won, but you know what? I got him back.
Oh, how?
No, but okay. If John pays, he gets to boo. That's the thing.
Yeah,
same thing with basketball.
But it's the same thing with... There was a comedian who was like, oh, Jerry Seinfeld. Oh, you hate Jewish people? Okay. Well, guess what? You just paid a Jewish person to come in here and heckle me.
So that guy saying that to you, oh, you hate actors, huh? Yeah. You just paid money to come in here and heckle me.
Right.
Except I'm not even there.
He doesn't hear it.
He or she doesn't hear it.
But you know what? I feel better. I feel better.
Well, great.
Who are some people that you boo? What movie can you remember you hissed some?
I would hiss at De Niro now.
You're not allowed to hiss at De Niro.
Yeah. No. He's got a little out of control himself.
Robert De Niro, the American hero, the Italian American hero.
Yeah, that's right. Well,
he's
lost all his privileges.
You're not allowed to take his privileges away.
Yeah.
I just did.
You're not in a position to take his privileges away.
Listen. For me, in my house, he is.
Hey,
he
Bobby, it'd be your own people, Bobby.
No.
You can't take away privileges. There's one true Italian in this room.
No.
He would say, oh,
you're
Greek.
Not even full Italian. You can't take his privileges away.
Greek is saying this to an Italian?
I'll spray Windex in his face.
Only the good half.
Okay. Now, right now, listen, I'm talking HR&P. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net. My peeps over at HRP are ready for you to give them a call to better your business. Okay, you're going in. It's Monday morning. You're thinking about your business all weekend long. How's it doing? Okay, if it's doing good, if it's just fine, but maybe it could be better. Maybe it could be that you're paying too much for your payroll. Maybe you're doing your payroll yourself and you shouldn't be. Maybe you should be having your payroll done by HRMP. Maybe you have a payroll company or an admin company. These admin companies come in and they take over everything. They're going to take over your payroll. They're going to take over your HR. They're going to take over your benefits packages. They're going to take over your insurance packages. They're going to take over your taxes. They're going to do everything for you, right? That's what the admin companies do. Well, HRMP isn't doing that. They're not taking over your benefits packages or your insurance, because you know what? They're not in that business. What they're in is payroll, and they're in HR. So they're going to give you choices on what they think, not what the admin company thinks is best for your business, because they make money off of that. What they think is best for your business, they give you the choice, and you choose what's best for your business. So here's the deal. You're looking for the best way to get that payroll to your company. We think HRMP is the best. 281-880-6525 or HRP.net. All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So what do you think the odds are of Nick Saban being the vice president nominee?
Well, I think, personally, I think Saban is to be a little, it's, frankly, I put this out on Twitter on Saturday, but, or no, was it, that was yesterday when it came down. Was it yesterday it came down about Biden? Yeah, it was yesterday.
Yeah.
Biden, for those who don't know, Biden's not going to run. I'm pretty sure you know.
Who didn't hear that? Because it was
people who were out in the water somewhere boating or
still,
fishing.
I think there were
people playing golf who didn't have
planes
their phones with
that
them.
Were carrying banners. Joe Biden's not.
What
running.
If you don't have your phone?
Then you're
well,
you
and you don't watch TV. Because
well, then you're stuck on probably on a raft in the middle of the stream. Ocean.
What if you don't believe in social media?
Hmm. Well,
there's a lot of people who don't use social media.
Who are
media.
These people?
Look. And I know this will run contrary to Cleveland in the mid-90s, but I think it should be Saban with VP of Belichick. Kind of a Bush-Cheney look and from an age standpoint. It would go Nick and Belichick. I think Kamala, unfortunately, might just get pushed
Nick's
out. I don't
know Nick's leanings. Is he?
I don't think it matters. I don't think Nick would love Trump. Based on what I know about Nick, he's a serious person.
And these are not serious people?
Trump's not super
he's
serious.
He's not a
the things
super
he
serious.
Says, like, I can just tell you this. He doesn't really, I don't, his political leanings could be Republican or conservative or whatever, and he might not be a big fan of
I know
all
a lot of
the
people.
Most bullets, the highest number of bullets I could see. All right, hey, I don't care about bullets. All right, we got to do better than this. And first of all, he would have really been on the Secret Service's ass. Nick Saban would have been like, hey, we don't let this happen, okay? He would have been screaming at Secret Service, but...
I don't know if his political leaning, but he is 250 to 1.
Yeah, I'm just telling you now. If
you could
a Belichick,
make a little something on this.
If a Saban and Belichick party came out, and I know they don't have any political experience, and I don't believe in voting, you know, people who don't have any experience at all, typically,
like our
celebrities.
President.
Well, yeah, like, it's Oprah. We need Oprah.
Well, she's
like,
250 to 1, too, though.
No, for what? Yeah. We need The Rock. Like, what are we? We're already idiocracy.
Well, we've had
are we
a
just
few.
Gonna go full?
Reagan, you know.
No, Reagan was Reagan worked in government in California
yeah, but
first.
Trump never did, but yeah.
No, he didn't. But, that was... You know, and then we're like, I thought that was ridiculous. And I think it's ridiculous about Oprah or The Rock. I can't believe but I also saw Idiocracy. I'm like, come on, we're not really doing this, right? Popularity contest, like in high school.
We are.
A vote. I will have 2 hours of recess where you make crazy claims.
What about, listen, no tax on tips. It just got every waiter. Yeah. Every bartender, no tax on tips.
I kind of like that.
It's great.
I kind of like that.
It's great.
But, I think
every driver.
I don't care about political leanings. Come up with good ideas. People like, I'm not going to do anything that this side says. No, if you come up with a good idea, I'm like, yeah, that's a good idea.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Or this, it's a good idea. Okay. Yeah, I can take that. That's a good idea. If there was a Saban and Belichick party, I would have to consider it. Because I think they would get things done. I know this. They would be tougher on crime. I know that for a fact.
Who, Saban?
Unless,
absolutely.
But then again, Saban, there were some of his own players who committed crimes, and he was less tough on them.
He was lenient. Okay.
he was lenient. I think he could be attacked in a
in a debate about some of the players who I think he's a tough on crime guy, unless maybe it's guys who run fast or are good at getting off of blocks. Then it might be maybe or block well.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some of that's not great. But Belichick, can you imagine Belichick at a vice presidential debate? It's like
no, I can't.
It's on the it's on the border.
Yeah. Well, remember Saban used to join us. He sounded like Belichick in the morning when he was with LSU.
Oh yeah,
he was almost the same.
Yeah, I mean, he was under Belichick in Cleveland. Like a Saban Belichick party. I got to make Saban the. I'm not doing Belichick.
Well, I think Kamala's probably going to get it, but
no, I think she is. Yeah. I think she is. But I'm just saying, a Saban and Belichick ticket, I think's got a real chance. I think they got a chance to capture some Southern seats that. Typically, you know, you go to the Northeast, you're probably going to be blue. But if Nick and Bill ran as blue, you may be able to get Alabama. That's a red state.
Yeah.
You may be able to get Mississippi, Alabama. Like, you may open some states up.
Belichick will get you Massachusetts.
Yeah, you're getting that anyway.
Yeah, right. Hey, did you see the quote by Şengün? Now, this is, he did it in Turk, he spoke Turkish, so I'm going to have to translate it. Now, do you have a Turkish accent?
Not anymore.
You know?
Not after Dell got everyone in trouble.
Yeah, Dell kind of did. And because, listen, we love Turkey, okay? Is it Turkey? Turkey?
Yeah,
They changed it now? Like Olalea? Everybody changed
what
it?
What is it, Dell? It's Turkey.
Like Tony Dorsett? Instead of Dorset?
Tell us what it is. It's Turkey, right?
Well, at least in the Euros, it was Turkey.
Turkey. Yeah. Okay. Well, he spoke in Turkey.
Did you know there's Slovenia and Slovakia? Yeah. What are we doing?
Yeah.
Let's combine
those two. You know, it's now Czech. It's now the Czech Republic instead of Czechoslovakia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not even the Czech Republic anymore. They want to be called Czechia.
Now Czechia.
No, it's Czechia.
Yeah.
Czechia. But it's not Chechens. It's Czechia.
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 I learned all this stuff in the Euros. Like,
so did
what?
I.
Czechia.
Oh, by the way, he was not the mayor of Carmel, Sonny Bono. He was the mayor of Palm Springs. Clint Eastwood's the mayor of Carmel.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. Yeah. But you knew what I was saying.
Yeah, I knew what you were getting at.
Yeah, right. Okay, so here's what Alperen Şengün had to say about money. Because another guy got paid. Mobley got paid $224 million.
That's Mobley. That's Cade. There's another guy got big money.
Oh, Franz Wagner.
Yeah,
Wagner
from that draft class. Yeah,
yeah. So guys are getting paid now, right?
When you say paid, max.
Max paid. I don't become a free agent next year. This year, teams can't make offers to me. Next year, other teams can make offers. They can offer a maximum of 4-year contracts, but my team, Houston, can offer a 5-year contract. Next year, I could get 4-year offers worth $180 million, $200 million. Those will be the prices. That's what he said.
Now that the accents are over.
What accents?
I just didn't realize the Turkish people would get so mad at everything Dell does.
I know, Dell.
I didn't do that.
I didn't listen. I just said what he said. That's
I
all.
Took bullets, and it was you two last time.
You took bullets.
You jumped on the Twitter to try to defend it, and that's what got you in trouble.
Yeah, no. You just have to let. I should have let the piranhas attack Dell.
Yeah,
it's fine.
And I should have said, "Yeah, he's got to do better."
It was over by the weekend. You should have let it go.
So next year I could get 4-year offers worth $180 million, $200
million. Mm-hmm.
But the Rockets can offer 5 years.
Right.
But I don't believe he thinks he's going to get that 5-year offer. He said, next year I could get 4-year offers worth $180, $200 million. Those will be the prices.
Well, you want to get to the market as quickly as you can. So players like 4-year deals better.
Yeah, it's just a shame. The guys just can't. $50 million a year just... I'm disappointed in my team.
Respect
I only got
me.
$50 million.
Respect me.
Yes.
That's about at this point.
Other teams,
respect.
Other players are getting that. Wouldn't you want it?
Other players aren't getting that, so I would want it. You're right.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
It's just the number's the number, but I've never had a doubt that it was going to be like, it just, they can't sign it. They can sign them both. They have the money to sign them both to extensions. I just don't think they can keep
them. Who just recently took a lot less money?
Jalen Brunson.
Everyone's all mad at him. Like, people who have no business. People who are just people on Twitter. But what are you doing?
But isn't that great? I mean, there's something to be said. Okay, how much do you unless you want to buy a team someday, which I guess you could, I guess.
And also, it's a shorter deal, so he can get the free agency quicker again, where he will get, as long as he's great, he'll get another really giant
is,
deal.
But is, since when is $30 million or $40 million not enough? I got to have the max, $60 million.
I said it jokingly, but it's pretty much, hey, I'm as good as that guy, so pay me as good as that guy.
It's just a number. It's just a respect.
But it's also a thing that Jalen Brunson is doing, saying, you know what? I want my team to be good.
Basically, it's ego. It's ego over friendship on that team.
That's right.
It's ego over. Can you survive on $30 million? That's not what it is.
What happened?
To what?
But who does it, John?
Where people do what's best for society as opposed to just for the individual.
You mean the Knicks? What are you talking about?
Yeah, best the for Knicks society. Team, the organization.
You mean like waiting at a blinking stoplight instead of running behind someone else who goes? What are you talking about? I saw multiple almost collisions, because since it's a 50-50 coin flip of just getting a stoplight that works in Houston now.
I'm talking about $50 and $60 million contracts.
No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They're not, the money is irrelevant. The money, once you get to a certain number, it's irrelevant what the number is. You're not going to spend it.
I know, that's why it's irrelevant. Like you're going to spend so 50 million is so much more than 45 or 40.
Peyton Manning refused to do it. Brady got his money.
Yeah, but Brady did. He took less.
He just structured
it. And Jalen Brunson is taking less. And you know what? It's good for...
Nobody does it.
There's no such thing as altruism anymore.
Okay, what about Kyle Tucker?
Altruism? Why would I care about what the billionaire is making altruism?
But the billionaire can spread it out on the whole team, and we can be better.
It's all salary cap. The billionaire can decide, am I going to pay Mikal Bridges? Mikal Bridges is going to get his max. This guy will get his max. The rules will dictate how much they can spend.
Yeah, but on paper, Dell, on paper... Yeah,
it absolutely matters if you take less.
That's because of the rules. The apron will determine how much you can pay. So what Jalen Brunson is doing, he's not doing it so you can disperse the wealth. What he's doing is so the Knicks can have more operating room. So, hey, maybe we could bring in a free agent.
Well, that's exactly right. And not pay the tax.
That's what he's helping them out. And by the way, as much as we're talking about how much he's giving up, as long as he's a star for the next 3 years, he's getting into free agency quicker, so he's not giving up as much as you think, and he's gonna get his money. Yeah, he's gonna get his money because he'll get to free agency at like 29
But hold on, you're making his points. If he's gonna get his money anyway, but this is something I've asked for well over a decade. Why don't more like Peyton Manning? Why? What are you doing? You need Edgerrin James. You need a running game. No, like Peyton refused to take a little less at all to be competitive. He just wouldn't do it.
Right.
He just wouldn't do it. I mean, this guy.
He won two Super Bowls.
I just thought it was a selfish move. No. He lost a running game completely because he wouldn't take a little bit less.
With the worst running game in the league, they won the Super Bowl.
Then you can't argue both sides.
Well,
Peyton Manning.
No. I'm against it.
He hamstrung their whole team.
He hamstrung their whole team. And yet they won because
they didn't win two Super Bowls. He won his second Super Bowl when he was terrible.
Yeah.
They won despite Peyton Manning in Denver.
Yeah, that's true. But in Indianapolis, they won because of him, and there's no question about that. But you know who wins? John Daspit.
But I think they won while they still had Edgerrin.
They had look it up, the worst running game in the league.
But we'll get more to a little bit more of this. John Daspit is a guy who's spreading out the wealth with the amount of lawyers he's hiring. He's got over 60 lawyers. He wants to hire more. If you are somebody who wants to work for John Daspit as a personal injury lawyer, reach out to him because he wants to hear from you. Because they've got 12 offices in the state of Texas. They've got offices in Georgia, offices in Arizona, offices all over the place. And he's getting bigger and bigger because they're extremely successful, extremely successful. What they do is they have a great understanding of what your pain and suffering is worth in terms of that compensation. And he gets really good settlements for you, but he'll make sure that the insurance companies are paying for everything, and not just the medical bills, but your time missed from work. He's going to get physical therapy considered, anything that involves future surgeries. anything that has to happen, because when you are injured due to someone else's negligence, the workplace, on the roadway, in the water, wherever it may be, John Daspin understands that in many cases, this is something that's going to stick with you. It can stick with you emotionally if you've had a really traumatic experience like a refinery blast, or it could just stick with you because you're injured and you're never going to be the same. So you got to make sure that you have John Daspin and his law firm fighting on your side. 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW or go to DaspinLaw.com.
So Rock the Mic is going on. You know what you guys have to do. You send a 3 to 5 minute video to rockthemic975@gmail.com, and you have a chance to have your existing podcast, or maybe you're creating a new one, be hosted on ESPN Houston, the YouTube channel. So remember, send that 3 to 5 minute video to rockthemic975@gmail.com. We will pick a winner at Carbrock Brewery during a live broadcast on August 23rd. And because these two guys were so enamored with talking Knicks basketball, we're way late, and they didn't even mention it would be time for What Have You Learned. So maybe we do that in the next hour. Congratulations. You love the Knicks so much.
Okay. Let's go. Who is going to have the biggest impact? Guys that changed teams this year. Kirk Cousins, Russell Wilson.
No, yes, no.
Stephon Diggs, Keenan Allen, Jerry Jeudy, Saquon Barkley,
yes,
Brian
yes.
Burns, Legarius Sneed, Derrick Henry, Josh Jacobs, Aaron Jones.
Well,
who
is
going to have
everybody?
Who's going to have the biggest impact with their new
team? Actually, I think Cousins could have a big impact because it's not a very good division, and they've got offensive talent, the skill positions, and Cousins could help unlock that. Like, he could help unlock Kyle Pitts, which is what everyone's waiting for, and then that's going to help Bijan Robinson. I think Kirk Cousins could end up, and because it's not a very good division, you got a chance to win.
Yeah,
if you're in Atlanta, so
if they make the playoffs, he's going to be that'll be a huge. Now, can they win a playoff game? Are they going to be a contender? That's another story.
Aaron Jones again?
Aaron Jones,
he's in Minnesota.
Went to how about that, from the Packers to Minnesota?
And I don't think he makes as big a one. Brian Burns, maybe. I do think Keenan Allen could have a huge impact because he's such a good route runner.
How about Josh Jacobs at the Packers?
Yeah, but is it going to be better than Aaron Jones? Like, are they noticeably better without Aaron Jones? I mean, Josh Jacobs can do everything on all three downs. But Aaron Jones was, I missed on Aaron Jones as a draft prospect. And I never would take him in fantasy football, and he just kicks ass every year. Like, this guy is better than I expect him to be.
How about Derrick Henry with the Ravens?
See, I think Derrick Henry is going to be sneaky good.
I think that offensive line is going to be a problem, bro.
Where they have a great center, you always have to worry about they just have to stay healthy at tackle. Like, Ronnie Stanley has to stay healthy, but you've got to always worry about, like, on zone read stuff, because they're going to be able to run some zone read stuff. Derrick Henry can get his legs going downhill, but you're going to have the outside edge frozen because you always have to watch Lamar Jackson. You always have to account for him. So I really think Derrick Henry, but the offensive line is going to have to play well for them. Oh, they just have to play average. They can't play below average. Man. The Titans were terrible offensively last year. Their offensive line was so bad. And he's not a wiggle runner. So he's got to have a point of entry. Like, Derrick Henry is not going to have that lateral wiggle. He doesn't have that. His hips, he's too big. His hips are too tight. He needs to be able to get downhill in a straight line and crank up that diesel. And all you have to do, if you can stay on your man long enough to where he can keep his legs moving, he's going to be a factor. But if you let people get penetration and stuff like that, that's no good. He's not the type of back that can get away from initial penetration. He doesn't have that wiggle. So we'll see. But if they can do a decent job on the offensive line, he's going to be a battering ram over there. He still has that. I mean, I just think that was a perfect spot for him. That, I think Buffalo would have been a good spot too, but Ravens are a very good spot for him.
So
I think Russell Wilson is going to add little to nothing in Pittsburgh.
Really?
I just think he's going to be up against the fans all year long. They're going to be cheering for Justin Fields. You know, we'll play, one thing we've seen over the years, do players in his own locker room like him? Or do they think he's corny? Do they think he's a fraud? Is he going to have to go through all this stuff again like he did with, with Seattle and, you know, and the defense over there? Are the Pittsburgh players going to be in line with him? Or are they going to all be looking at Justin Fields and say, that's a real one right there? I wish we had Justin Fields. I think it's a very big – I think it was a bad move to bring in Fields when you had Russell Wilson, unless you wanted to make Fields a starter.
Yeah. There is the possibility that they are looking sideways at Russell Wilson. Which wide receiver change is going to – is there's a chance Stephon Diggs is going to be the biggest
on paper, he is.
The biggest wide receiver that changed.
Keenan gives a legitimate possession receiver look to Caleb Williams, which is really big. But they also have Roma Dunze. Like, do you know how they've added Gerald Everett? They have Cole Kmet. You can't make arguments that, oh, Caleb Williams just doesn't have anybody. He just needs more help. He's got help over there.
Yeah.
Caleb Williams, Ryan Poles did a good job of getting some guys in place over the last 2 years to help Caleb Williams. But I would argue that, you know, I went back and read my Rookie of the Year stuff from last year. I had to write an article for NFL.com, and I have, I think I have CJ third. I don't know if I think I had him third, and I was reading the write-up, and it talked about Texans perceived, and I said something about it's perceived to be the one of the worst wide receiving cores in the league, but might end up being better than people think, and that was based on, like, Tank. You know, I thought Nico ended up being better than I expected, and Tank I thought was pretty good, but I don't know. I think Stephon Diggs could end up having a. It's hard to say the difference that Stephon Diggs is going to make. What does he do that you didn't have last year? I think what he does is, if Nico has a tough matchup like Pat Surtain or somebody like that on him, then man, Diggs could end up being a.
So who do you
player.
Put your number one corner on?
I mean, I don't know.
That's what he brings.
Probably the guy.
He brings is that he might draw their best guy every time. Now Nico and Tank are like, wow, thanks.
Yeah, and then you just say, okay, we're going to play a safety over the top. We'll try to take Nico away that way, and then you got Tank.
Yeah, right. All right, 703-780-3776. You want to get in here, you're more than welcome to do that. I want to talk right now about MyBookie, MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. We're talking about football. Football is here. It is the best time. It's the most wonderful time of the year when football is here and you can bet on it. Get into MyBookie now and get your bets down. Get your future bets down, because there are future plays all over the place. You want to play who's going to be – you got to do this before the season started. How many wins are the Texans going to have? Is CJ going to be MVP, okay? Look at the odds on that. Or whoever you think is going to be MVP. You got all of that. Who's going to be Rookie of the Year? You got that. Whatever it is, you got it right now at mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. Put a little on Lassiter winning Defensive Rookie of the Year. How about that? I think he's going to have 5 or 6 picks. What? Then all of a sudden, now you got some money in your pocket, and it's because you went to mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. They got all the bets. They got all the prop bets. And, oh, by the way, when the games start, in-game live betting is awesome. Casino gambling as well, or you can bet on stuff that's just – that you can bet on the election if you want. Right now at mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. All you got to do is get there, get your sign-up bonus, and play, win, and get paid. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere. Mybookie.ag, promo code BET975.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Missing minerals? 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's missing, naturally supporting mood, energy, and immunity. Get yours now at TraceMinerals.com.